last night for the kids who are out trick-or-treating across our state and here in mid-Michigan as well. It was it looked like a pretty safe night, and that's always a good thing when you got the kids going around, and it's, you know, it's getting dark earlier and earlier, and that's going to get even more so when we hit the fall back time frame here this weekend. But it was great to see him out last night. A lot of costumes. And I know somebody enjoying this was our good friend, Dr. John Brachia with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, drjohnb.com on the web. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you,
How much
Dave.
Candy did you eat last night? Did you have a little? Be honest. I want to know.
Well, until they eliminate Snickers from the candy world, I will always have candy on Halloween.
That's the go-to, whether it's regular or frozen or anything else. Well, you were enjoying it, weren't you? Because now you've got a different perspective on it, being a seasoned American that you are, with grandkids out there, too, who are just lighting it up on Halloween. So you're looking at things a little differently again.
I think that's true. First, I did it as a child, of course, and then did it with our two children. And right now, yesterday, like, we were in Madison Heights over in the Detroit area, out with my, you know, my daughter's in-laws, and there were two sets of grandparents then, because my wife and I were there, and my grands and my three grandchildren there, and my daughter and son-in-law. There's a whole group of us, but we were all out. We got together. It was family time. It was eating and enjoying self together. Went out. Half of us, you know, went out around, and a few stayed home giving out the candy. And we went from house to house, and it was really a wonderful event. In this particular area, they really know each other. The neighbors do. It's a mixture of young couples and much older couples. And it's just a lot of fun. Kids are going up and learning how to say thank you. And in this particular area, there were three homes in particular that really just went to work to make their whole front yard and look just like, I don't know, something right out of a Halloween from the past, I guess you would say. So it's a lot of family fun. I think if we use a day like Halloween, it doesn't have to just be Halloween, but if we use a thing like that with the kids getting dressed up and they're all looking at each other and they're all having fun walking, it's just can be a wonderful fun event where the electronic gadgets, if you will, that are separating people all the time into their own little worlds. It's a time where people get together and almost like days of the past, if you will. So it was kind of a remarkable night. We've done this various times, and now my one grandson here, my son John, his son is one, so we'll start
start all over again.
More time. Yeah. Start all over again. Yeah, so great times, great fun.
Yeah, it is. Are you saying though that that's so low tech that there isn't an app for finding out who's giving out the best candy? There must be something like that for the smartphone. If there isn't, someone's out there working on it.
I must say I hadn't even thought of that. In fact, I didn't even think of electronics for a couple hours last night.
That's pure capitalism, right there, and technology. But you know, some things have changed. I think parents in general are more wary about it than they were when I was growing up. You'd hear about the occasional, you know, and some were urban legends, but, oh, there'd be a razor blade and an apple. Well, who gives out apples anymore? I mean, it's just generally you would tell, if you had that now, unless they were a relative, and even then, I'm not sure about Auntie Jen's apples. You better toss that, sweetie. I mean, you know, it was a very different time, but I see more now in and around us here where we live who are like driving kids, and they'll hit a couple of houses and they'll drive another block. That was, I mean, where I grew up in the city in Seattle, we never did that. And it lasted however long on Halloween lasted, how long we wanted it to last. I mean, you know, as long as we were together with other kids and there were a few parents around, most of the parents were like, "Hey, go knock yourself out." But I think that part's a little different. It's nice that you saw it in kind of a place where there's a lot of neighborhood cohesiveness, because, you know, that's unique in and of our time.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing, too. And I sort of think children learn to say thank you to a lot of people.
That's great,
people
too.
Give
yeah,
them things. And it was a nice day for the most part, so people were on their porches and people were saying hello.
Right.
But I'd call it a very, almost from the past, but I believe we live in a world that when we can find days and events that we can get families, particularly extended families when possible, get them together and just have a really, you know, great time, you know, and you kind of realize, you know, we start as the Brachos, my wife, the Gomez, and now we have the Sterics and the Poles on the other side, and the kids are a mixture of all these things. You begin to see the Americanization, even if you will, as more and more bloodlines come together and just having a good time. I mean, I know that's getting a little esoteric, but well, you do get this feeling, the merging of all of us into one family. It's really, it's a great time and a great event and something that's really enjoyable.
Yeah, and it's something that you get to now see again through the eyes of kids, and, you know, 20-some, 30 years down the line, you can do the comparison and contrast, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm not at that point yet, but I'm kind of looking forward to seeing that at some time and seeing if they do the same thing, like my son, when he'd walk with his Detroit Lions uniform and open up the bag and one time tipped himself right into it. I mean, he just couldn't wait to get into that thing, and he looked like a bobblehead out there. I mean, it's fun stuff, and it's nice when parents keep it fun. Don't overdo it. Don't go too crazy with it, but let them have a good time, monitor, trust, verify, and keep it safe. And when that happens, everybody wins, seems like.
Absolutely. Absolutely true, and it can be a great family event. As you said that, I'm a third-generation Halloween, my own self, and I did it with my family, and then doing it with our own children, you know, John and Sarah, now doing it with the grandchildren, Luke, yeah. Mark, and Sara Elena. So it's a... these are the good old days when we turn them into fun times and we do family events and just great time, Dave. That's a good way to look at it. And I think what people have to do in living a life that so often can have drudgery and can have things that are just annoying and frustrating, you just try to find some times where you can even do some simple things in a way. Have the kids in costumes all celebrating and having fun and running around. These are the good old days. We just have to make sure that we keep making them those days and not living for some future thing along the way, whatever that might be, or just looking back for what might have been. This is our time and time to enjoy it, and Halloween can be a good family day if we work at it.
Might even make you forget six losses in a row, including at least for a little while, right?
You know, I will tell you this. The answer is yes, but there's always another game, like we're playing Illinois this week, so I can't worry about yesterday. In spite of the fact, in fact, you brought up the game, I thought we were going to lose that game badly, and afterwards I was upset we didn't win. How does that sound?
No,
that's a good feeling.
That is exactly what it means to be a fan. You can be torn both of those directions and do it all within the span of 3.5 hours at Spartan Stadium. I've seen it before, and I'm sure I will see it again. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com is where the podcast will reside shortly. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, talking about, again, one of the simpler joys of life and having another safe Halloween go by the wayside. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always very Sam on this side, Dave. Talk to you later, buddy.